thumb on the scale, loading the dice. The English language is full of idioms for people who cheat the system. And if you've ever wondered why so many of those expressions invoke weights and measures, a good rule of thumb is to look back at New England's colonial history, where standardizing how we measure was a priority. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill has more.
Frank Green is excited. In a lab filled with scales and measures, he pulls me into an office, firing up an old movie on his laptop. It's called Great Guy, a 1936 film starring James Cagney as the hard-boiled Johnny Cave.
So he's a weights and measures inspector down in New York City.
How about a nice stewing chicken, about 6 pounds?
Okay. There you are, 6 pounds right on the head. Wrap it up. Let me see it.
A suspicious Cagney swipes the hen, and with a practiced squeeze, out falls...
a lump of lead.
The hen just laid it. Here, hold that.
Cagney hops over the counter.
Give me that chicken. I'm falling now. No, no, give me that.
Green is director of Connecticut's Food and Standards Division, and he's smiling.
It's like, it's funny. It's like I said, it's like weights and measures. Like we have a major motion picture with a major motion picture star on it, but of course it's 1936.
And while hard-boiled panache and the ability to leap countertops aren't job prerequisites today, Green says the action portrayed in the film isn't far off from consumer protection's work.
I mean, most of what we do is food or fuel.
Green takes me out of the lab, where Ian Daha, an inspector with weights and measures, explains some of the fuel work. He shows me a truck, and in the back is a tank, carefully calibrated to a certain measure. At a gas station, Daha can fill up, and it's easy to see if gas pumps are cheating customers or giving gas away for free.
If it's under, we take it out of service. We stop use that pump. If it's over, giving away more, we order repairing.
And then there's all the other stuff they measure. Small stuff like jewelry scales at pawn shops, big stuff like railroad and truck scales, and weird stuff like those scales the half-naked boxers step onto before fights.
159 challenges.
All those scales have to be standardized to a common system.
And the thing that most surprised me when I look back even at the colonial times is how extremely difficult and complex this process of standardization was.
Walt Woodward is Connecticut's state historian. He says for early settlers, the weights and measures issue was an immediate concern. Records of Connecticut's general court bring it up as far back as the 1630s, before Connecticut was even a colony.
People are really having trouble over standardizing weights. They feel like they're getting cheated at the mill or they're getting shortchanged because this guy says it was a bushel, but it wasn't a whole bushel. So in 1638, they get together. In 1639, they formalize the colony, but they still haven't got this weights and measures things worked out.
A few years later, the general court tackled it again, asking each town to bring in their local standards, compare them, and agree on a shared one. The result?
Total failure.
So the debate continued, and in 1644, it was decided newly minted town clerks would take over weights and measures. Each clerk brought their local standards to Hartford, where they measured against a standard for the whole colony.
So they really are trying to get a uniform system of measurement.
It's called traceability, one weight standardized to another to ensure everyone's talking a common language. Eventually, Connecticut decided to make its weights traceable to standards in England, and by the 1750s, the issue was basically settled. But measurement debates have cropped up over the years, like American resistance to the French metric system. Today, the U.S. standardizes to weights and measures in Paris, and those standards are managed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST. NIST formed out of the rise of American industrialization, and the U.S. needed standards for pretty much everything. Ken Butcher works for NIST in their weights and measures office. He says there was the obvious stuff, like electricity, and the not-so-obvious stuff, like fire hydrants, a shortcoming discovered following a 1904 fire in Baltimore.
The fire departments from all over the region went to Baltimore to help fight the fire, but then they couldn't hook up to the water hydrants.
The reason? Fittings weren't standardized. Today, Butcher says new technology creates a need for new measures in fields like computers, energy, even dental adhesives.
So just about anything.
And just like Jimmy Cagney's hard-boiled Johnny Cave, DCP's Frank Green says consumers are watching. Whether it's too much packaging on their deli meat or a gas pump cheating them out of hard-earned cash.
People are very savvy and, you know, they do look. They do look.
After all, America runs on commerce, and commerce runs on measurement. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.